Hey guys, thanks for checking out the episode. So I wanted to start out with a funny story, and I swear it is fitness related in the end. So I was sleeping on an Airbnb down south in Albany, and it's about 11 o'clock at night, and all of a sudden, obviously I sleep naked, so I'm naked in this point. Some alarm goes off, and it is so high-pitched. It's one of those high-pitched alarms that when you hear it, it's almost deafening. This thing's ringing for probably like 15 seconds till I cottoned on that the sound was actually from within our Airbnb. So I spring up, butt naked. I come out to like the main kind of area of our Airbnb. So this is like in a residential area overlooking the ocean, super beautiful. Houses very close to each other in this area. And I look up and the sound is coming from the smoke alarm. So when a huge noise comes from your smoke alarm, you think, sweet, is there a fire or what is going on? So panic, run around the house naked. Dogs are going nuts at this point, slapping, you know, the whole shooting match. And then I realized that the smoke alarm is probably going off because it has a flat battery. What are the fucking chances that this thing has a flat battery on our first night in this Airbnb at 11 p.m.? Honestly, I'm woken up from one of those sleeps where you feel like you won't wake up from. So I'm full drowsy, butt naked at this point, and I find something, and I try to, you know, reach the smoke alarm to take out the battery. Can't reach it. So I get a chair, can't reach it. I get a stick. And a stick or like a broom or something, and I'm like hitting this thing with the broom, not working, nothing's working. So we get on the horn to the property manager at 11, thank God they answered, and then the owner said, we've got a ladder downstairs. So fuck's sake, I'm running outside, full starkers, cock is out. And bring up this ladder, and literally all the lights are on in the house. We're like on top of a hill, very visible. There was a lot of commotion in the streets, a lot of people out, and the situation or wherever the smoke alarm was in plain sight of a lot of people who could see through various windows because we had the lights on the inside and we couldn't really see out. Anyway, I climb up this ladder and take out the battery, disaster averted. This thing probably takes like 10 minutes. So as you can imagine, 10 minutes of an alarm blaring full blast in a sleepy country town. There's a lot of people around. So yeah, everything kind of calms down. And then I look out the window and realize there is probably like 6 or 7 people like watching from the streets. And then I've also realized that this house is fully camered up. So there's cameras everywhere outside, and I have just been sprinting around butt naked in Albany, dick out, shit was everywhere in front of like six, seven people / the owner of this house will have this on camera footage also. So that is my fun Airbnb story. Imagine getting woken up by a fucking smoke alarm that has a flat battery. That has just got to be like one of the most unlucky things ever. So that was the first night of my trip, and that was actually last night. So I'm recording this on Saturday. But yeah, the main point here is that if you weren't jacked, it would have looked a lot worse for everyone else. So make sure you stay in shape, guys, because you never know who is going to see your body or cock. Everyone saw it in Albany last night. So this podcast is about the secret to a 20 kilo fat loss. I want to just tell a little bit of a story in this one. So it's about a client of mine called Sharrett, and he had some incredible results. He actually started last year in January. He came to us, he was literally round. So if you imagine like a full circle, this is what the man looked like walking around. Not even kidding. If a gust of wind came, he would probably do like one of those like tumble turn, roly-polies laterally down a hill, like that round. So, you know, before he kind of started with us, he was a bit frustrated with his lack of progress in the gym, struggled with his overall health and fitness, lacked energy and motivation, and obviously he wasn't happy with the way his physique looked. I mean, who would at that, you know, looking like a shape? Not a good shape, not a triangle either. So, you know, I want to give you guys the exact steps that he did. I'll go through some details with these. So he started using, which was originally called Flex, which is one of our programs, and it's now called Adonis, and he was doing it a minimum of 4 days a week. So when I say minimum 4 days a week, I would say probably say he's doing 6 days a week. Most of the time, probably averaging 5.5, something like that. The key with the Adonis program, it's very high volume. So when you get a high volume gym or training program, you burn a lot of calories. And when you burn a lot of calories, you obviously give yourself the best chance to lose weight. So, you know, if you're someone that's listening to this and you're looking for like a weight loss program, you want to be doing a lot of reps, because reps equal calories, calories equals fat loss. It's not always like the tried and tested, you know, method for fat loss, but it is really important to have a program that is tough. It's really important to have a program that is high rep and high volume for that matter. That is like the first, like absolute key. On that program as well, we're doing weights, which was heaps of reps, and then we're doing a conditioning piece usually for 10 to 15 minutes. That is usually like a high intensity interval type conditioning piece, which also further boosts, burns calories. And then we have an EPOC effect, which is an excess post oxygen consumption, which means your body is burning at a higher rate post training, okay, which is good. So he would have been burning calories throughout the day at a higher rate than he normally would have. And imagine you can extrapolate that over 5 to 6 sessions a week. It's quite a lot of calories. And most of our guys, and why I say guys is because guys are generally bigger, and they burn calories a little bit easier than women. They can burn anywhere from 700 to 1200 calories in an hour. So he's automatically probably, I'd say he's doing 1000 calories per session. He's doing a 6000 calorie deficit for the week, and it takes, you know, about 6,600 calories to lose a kilogram. So he was basically at a kilo fat loss a week just on the training. Secondly, he followed a meal plan, which was given to him by a coach. We actually worked that out, what his calories and macros were. So he was eating enough to fuel his training and, you know, build some lean muscle, but also like there were enough calories in there, well, there weren't enough calories in there that he could be storing excess body fat. That was really key. So we had him at 2.2 grams of protein per kg of body weight, which for him at the time was 100 and something, which is quite a lot. And then, you know, we just mixed up the carbs and fats accordingly to that. So nutrition stuff's pretty simple when it comes to like a fat loss program. Next up, he has a pretty religious bedtime, about 8:30 to 9 p.m. He gets up at, you know, he was at the time getting up about 4:30. I think he gets up earlier now. So at least getting 7 hours of sleep. 7 to 9 hours sleep is the absolute key for recovery, healing, growth, like these types of things. Without that, you're going to have a very hard time getting results. Next up, we had 3 to 5 liters of water per day. I find that's pretty standard across the board. Water is also key for recovery and just general health. Like 66% of us are water. Without that vital building block or repair block, it's going to be pretty hard for you guys to get results. And then lastly, he had regular body scans on our eVault scanner. So, you know, there's the old saying, if you're not assessing, you're guessing. And if you're not assessing your weight or your muscle mass or your body fat percentage, then you're going to be guessing most of the time, hiding from the truth. Hiding from the truth is not a good thing when it comes to getting a body composition result, because you can never really tell where you are or how close you are to getting a result. So regular body scans, I would recommend every 2 to 3 weeks, and then updating that with your coach. So in summary, training program, meal program, bedtime, water, and then regular check-ins or body scans are the key to sustaining a 20 kilo fat loss. So hypothetical example, if you lost 0.5 kilo a week, it would take 40 weeks. If you lost 1 kilo a week, it would take 20 weeks. But, you know, the key here was he was burning in excess of 6,000 calories a week on his training program before we even got to nutrition, which is quite high. But you have to have the right programming and a coach that knows what they're doing there. So let me know what you think about Sharon's transformation. I'll see if I can chuck some links to his transformation in the notes so you guys can check that out.